Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome back all our longtime listeners and callers, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about unsolved mysteries for a minute. What is your take on that old movie that was called Unsolved Mysteries? It used to talk about a lot of things out of the ordinary, experiences, why certain things happen. For an example, I'd like you to share with our audience what happened with the trash can and how it caught on fire.
It's interesting. When the movie August Rush first came out to the theaters, we decided to go watch that movie that night. And I don't know what it was with that movie, but I was connecting with it, you know, on a spiritual level. But what was interesting was it caused me to, like, overheat. It was almost like I was burning up with that energy.
Wow.
Well, anyway, that same night, after we had come home and went to bed, I woke up the next morning and went to go look at my garbage can because I had set it out, you know, for the garbage man. And it was gone. And I thought, okay, my garbage can was full. And I looked on the ground and there was a melted piece of plastic, you know, sort of circular shaped, you know. And it looked like there was white powder all around it. And I thought, somebody started my garbage can on fire. And it melted. And I thought, well, I better call the fire department and see what happened. Maybe they came and put the fire out. Maybe somebody started my garbage can on fire. And when I called them, they said, we didn't get no report of no fires in that area. And that blew me away. Because, I mean, this garbage can was filled all the way to the top and even sort of overhanging with paper and trash and stuff. And at nighttime, you can see a fire for miles and miles away, but yet nobody knew anything about that trash can being on fire that night.
Wow.
And what do you get from that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting. We were talking about unsolved mysteries. I just want to go back to the time when, you know, this is something very out of the ordinary, I think, what you experienced, because the energy was very high that day because of the movie August Rush. It was amazing energy. And with you being a fire sign, you know, I'm sure it counteracted something. What's interesting is the time when I had that experience with the Leona, which was, you know, the mystery of...
The crying lady.
The crying lady, yeah. Well, it's interesting how that was an unsolved mystery, how she wanted me to discover her body. And how she kept coming back to me every time when I would move.
Wasn't she looking for her little boy or something that had died?
She was looking for her son.
Yeah.
But in reality, she's the one who drowned her son.
Yeah.
But she had it in her mind that somebody else drowned her son.
But what's even more interesting, right before, well, it might have been right after you had that sighting, Hollywood made a movie about the crying lady.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. See, I heard this story ever since I was a little boy. And I think a lot of they used to tell this story, you know, to scare a lot of kids so they wouldn't spend too much time out in the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
They'd want to stay home, you know. But anyway, I did hear a sound of a crying lady one night when I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And what's weird is the sound kept getting louder and louder. This crying kept getting louder, and it scared me. And I told my grandfather, and he went outside and couldn't see anything. And it was real to me.
Wow.
You know, like we've always heard, you know, real or imagined.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that, because I was thinking back when you were saying you were in the woods with Lanny, and you heard something out there, and I kept getting in my mind that, I don't know, I kept picking up in my mind that it was Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. But what was odd was that night I kept looking out the back window of his, you know, motorhome, or his motorhome. And I kept seeing a beam of light, you know, coming from the sky. And it kept getting closer and closer. And it lit up the forest where we were at.
Wow.
And I thought, okay. And then right after that is when I heard, it sounded like somebody lifted a big rock and dropped it on the ground close by. You could hear it. You know,
oh, wow.
You know, like a big heavy rock, and it dropped flat on the ground.
Oh, wow.
But, something told me, you just stay right where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if something could lift a rock that big.
I mean, that could have been real or imagined to me, but maybe, like you said, real or imagined, it's real to me, so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something I was seeing in my subconscious.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. You know,
we just
like
know that
the movie, you know, Unsolved Mysteries. Well.
Yeah.
You know, you could come up with all these different theories what it might have been, but you don't know.
Well, and I think that's why that movie was so popular back in the day.
Yeah.
People to watch Unsolved Mysteries on TV and.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've come up with all kinds of mysteries and.
Well, what's your feelings about urban legends?
Well, urban legends are, I believe, are very real.
Yeah.
Because why is it that people claim they've seen people trapped in the mirror? the Mirror World.
Yeah.
Or Bloody Mary or Candyman. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's all part of urban legend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes back to those times of the legends, you know, back in the medieval times.
Yeah. And what was interesting, remember you used to ride on the bus with this little girl that was in a wheelchair, and she was telling you the story of the Bloody Mary.
Exactly.
And I guess it bothered you subconsciously that, you know, you came home and you were scared to death.
You were crying.
Yeah.
We don't know. We don't know the the mysteries behind the mind, you know, what's on the other side. We don't know.
Yeah.
Like that time I was on the bus and I turned my head and I saw a man sitting there at the bus stop and he turned into Black Bird.
Yeah.
See, was that real or imagined? Well, real or imagined, it was real to me.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, how can you explain that? Unless you had a camera taking pictures right at that same time.
And I bet if I did have a picture, I would have caught him doing that.
Yeah.
You know, he could have been a
shapeshifter. But again, we don't know. We've seen spirits that will change something on a camera where you can't take a picture.
Well, see, that's another thing. That's another unsolved mystery.
Yeah, unsolved mystery. Yeah.
It looks like we got a lot of callers.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and get started then.
Let's go to the 917 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York City. Can you hear me? There's a lot of static there.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can. I hear a little static, but it seems okay.
Okay. And how can we help you tonight?
My question is my love life, you know. Interesting.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
No? And what country are you from?
Originally from Africa.
From Africa?
Yeah.
And how long have you been here in the United States?
For a little while, over 10 years.
About 10 years now.
Yes.
And have you had any relationships since you've been here?
Yeah.
Okay. And it wasn't too successful?
I mean, in the past it was, but lately it hasn't been that good.
Yeah. Okay, Adrian, what are you getting on your charts?
So was he saying that he was in a relationship?
No,
in the
not.
Past.
In the past, not right now.
And you're just looking to see if somebody new's coming in?
Yeah, I'm actually interested, you know, I have some one or two people that I'm interested in, but I don't know, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay, and what's the first person's name?
I don't even know. You know, I've talked to two people. I can give you initials. The first one initial is Y, and the second one initial is M. M.
I'm going to see who's the strongest for you.
Which one?
Okay, we'll start with Y. Okay, so Y's at 50%. Let's go to the next one. And the next one is at 40.
What was the first one? I missed it. Say it again, the first one first.
The first one is 50 and the other one is 40.
Okay.
So the first one would be your high
percentage. So why it has a stronger percentage, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but why is this one that I'm not sure about, you know? So that's funny.
And you say not sure. Haven't you approached her? You know, are you communicating?
We are communicating, but it's like we move forward and we move backwards. It's like a little dance. So I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the M1 I just met recently. And I just like the energy. So I wasn't, you know, so far the energy has been great, you know, but it's fairly new. But do you guys see me in a relationship this summer? Basically, that's what I want to know.
Well, I'm getting the second one, doesn't really know what she wants yet. And maybe that's why, because she's new. So maybe if you give her time, the vibration will change, like her connection. You have a great connection, but she's not really quite ready yet for a relationship.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it was picking that up.
And what about the first one? What's going on? What is this dance? Like, we move forward, we move backwards? I mean, what's going on?
Well, let me check and see what's going on with her emotionally. So what makes you compatible with her? Let's see here. So I got relationship compatibility is on a emotional level. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, so it's saying that she is emotionally available, so that's good. She's affectionate. She has trust issues. The only thing that's really holding her back. This has to do with the trust issues have to do with her what is it showing me here? Trust, what does this trust issue have to do? Oh, okay. So it's going to karmic debt.
What does that mean?
So right now she's gone through some karmic debt and she's having a hard time with trust issues. But she's very loving, emotional.
They're out of place.
She'll listen to family. But she'll listen to you emotionally. She's emotional available.
But are we something? Yeah, go ahead.
She has trust issues with men. Also, she has a lot of anger issues, low self-esteem, she doesn't have very emotional maturity, so that's how she takes out of her emotions, is by anger.
Is she attracted to me?
She's attracted to you emotionally and physically.
Okay. I'm thinking about both or just one of them?
You want to know if they both do? Yeah, they both do.
Okay.
But the second one, really don't know what she wants yet. She's kind of seeing where things are going, and that's why the percentage was really low.
Yeah.
The first one
mm-hmm.
wants a long-term relationship. But she has a lot of trust issues with men. She's afraid that you're going to hurt her. She's emotionally available. That's a good thing because that's the kind of girl that you want, somebody who is loving and affectionate.
Yeah, but the thing is, we exchange phone numbers, but we haven't, like, kept in touch, you know. So I don't know.
Reason we haven't kept in touch is because, like I said, she has a lot of trust issues.
Okay. But the second one that I just met, we exchanged phone numbers, but we kept in touch. You know what I'm saying? We texted each other. So that's what I'm trying to...
Yeah, there's more trust with the second one. Because she don't have all those issues, so she just doesn't know quite where she's going yet with this relationship. I think with the second one, you have a better chance than the first, but the connection is not there yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. The first one, I don't know, I'm, you know, sexually attracted to, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, is anything going to happen between us that way? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, it's saying there's, according to my chart, it says there's more, the compatibility is mostly have to do with sexual attraction. But she has a lot of emotional problems.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was really picking up with her.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it has nothing to do with me, obviously.
No, it says it's something karmic.
Okay. So are we going to get together? You know what I mean? I don't want to be too graphic about it.
Well, the chart's saying yeah. I think that's kind of why it kept going to a higher percentage.
Okay.
So eventually it'll work its way out. I just think she has a lot of emotional problems she's dealing with.
Okay. So will she get in touch with me? Because somehow we exchanged numbers and I was a little upset. So I kind of deleted our contact. And I gave her my business card. She gave me her business card. So I'm just curious. Is she going to get in touch with me? I mean, we see each other at the gym once in a while, maybe once a week. But
First of all, we need to find out with the first one, what is the karmic issue? And that's why I was going to ask Roy what he feels with this karmic debt is. What do you feel, Roy?
Well, it's just that where she was having the trust issues with from her past relationships. The main thing, what my guides are telling me, what are you looking for in this relationship? Because are you looking for a short term or are you looking for a long term?
This one, probably short term. I just, because I feel like it's better for me that way.
Well, see, these are some of the trust issues that she has. Yeah. Most of her relationships were short-term.
Because I would want a long-term, but I just don't think like it's going to work for me.
And like I said,
you don't want to get yourself into a karmic debt with her.
No. Like I said, I don't want to be graphic. I just want to have a good time. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if that's going to happen. That's how I start to wonder.
Oh, so you're just, mainly you just want to,
You know what I mean. You know what I'm saying because of people.
Yeah, well, what I mean is you have a sexual attraction.
Yeah, because at first I wanted something more than that, but I don't think it's going to be good for me. And I don't think it's going to be beneficial for me. So that's why I feel like the second one, I have a better chance of like a long-term and a more serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why with the attraction, the first one is so strong. So I feel like I just want to, you know what I mean?
Right.
So as of now, I'm just trying to figure out how I can get it done, so to speak.
Well, right now she has, like Roy says, she has a lot of trust issues, so that could be part of the reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she going to get in touch with me?
Is she going to get in touch with you?
Yeah, because she gave me a business card, and I gave her my business card. But somehow I was a little upset, so I just deleted her contacts from my phone, so I don't have her contacts right now. So I don't know if she's going to get in touch with me.
Yeah, it's saying that she will. She'll contact you.
Okay.
But the thing is, like Roy says, you don't want to get in her karmic debt. That's the only thing. You got to be careful. It's like a trap.
But me being sexually active with her, would that be a problem or it's not?
Let me ask here. Would that be a problem? Yeah. Yeah,
oh, really?
You might end up in her karmic trap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's what I'm going through when I'm going through it. Like, things are not working out. Maybe that's what it is.
You know, it's almost like, how can I explain that? Like walking into a spider web and there's a black widow waiting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically she's putting out a trap.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so I'm going to focus on the second one. Hopefully something good come out of it.
I think my guides are saying that would be your best choice would be the second.
Okay, ask you guys, is there a chance of relationship there?
What, the second one?
Yeah.
It's shown a relationship for both, but the second one, it's going to take a little bit of harder work.
Okay.
She's not quite sure what she wants yet, and that's why it's going 40%.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's going to work out. Okay. Sounds good. I'm willing to put the work. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's go ahead and go with the next caller now.
All right, let's go to the 111 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, I'm just listening in.
Okay, let's go ahead with the next caller, agent.
All right, that's the last caller.
Was that the last one?
Uh-huh.
And what's your, I just wanted to find out, what's your feelings about karma, Nathan?
Well, it's kind of like that same, you know, that same thing goes, what you sow is what you reap. And,
yeah.
I feel like whatever we toss into the river causes a ripple effect.
Right.
And there's nothing you can really do about causing a ripple effect when you toss a stone in the river.
Right.
And that's all we are really, is energy and water, if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
Logic. Everything is logic, you know. Water and tossing stone in water, and
mm-hmm.
how our body works, how our mind works, and our energy, and how connected we are to the universe.
Right.
Because the universe is infinite, you know, and it's just a lot of people can't grasp that. You know, a lot of people like that, you know, they just want to use women for sex, and that's it.
Yeah, well, main thing is, you know, there's always, you know, for whatever we do, you know, we get back, you know. The main thing is there's always, there's a price that has to be paid.
That's right.
Yeah.
And if they're in a bind, like for what, like what you saw with her, you know, in a karmic debt, and we get too emotionally involved, then we end up, like, you know, kind of like what you said on 911, we get involved, then we end up in their trap.
That's true. Yeah, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we have another caller from the 2425 area.
Okay. Let's invite them up.
425, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and what's your name and where are you from?
I am from Seattle, and my name is Brian West.
No last name, just first names, please. And
okay.
How can we help you tonight?
I have some big things coming up next month that are regarding not going to school and getting jobs and possibly selling a piece of work that I created. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you see as far as any of that going through, or if I, you know, if you get the feeling that I'm still going to be in school, or what's happening.
Are you some, I'm getting, are you an artist or something like that?
I am.
Because I was getting a strong, you know, feeling from that. And how well are you doing with your art?
It's starting to get really, really good.
Good. Because my guides are telling me that, you know, that's a good direction for you.
Right.
Nathan, what are you good in?
Let's see here. I'm kind of getting that, I'm going to look up in my chart here on the master chart and see kind of where you need to go with this. Just take a minute here. Okay. So it's gone to the location chart. What are you getting with location, Roy?
The area where you live at, is there a lot of people that you could sell your art to?
Not so much, because the people that it would need to be sold to are in other states.
And how far away are you from New York?
Completely across the nation.
Okay. Where did you say you were from? What state?
Seattle. Oh, I'm in Seattle.
Oh, you're in Washington.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting that you need to get your art, you know, back east. If you want, you know, your art to sell, you know, location makes a lot of difference for a lot of things.
That is very true.
Yeah. You know, you've always, you know, I've always heard the the word location, location, location. And that makes a huge difference.
It does.
And what kind of work do you do when you're not doing your art?
I build, like carpentry and welding.
Oh, okay. So are you in construction?
I actually work for a theater building sets.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a multifaceted artistic job.
Yeah. So you're building like props?
No, like actual set pieces, like walls and bridges and platforms and so on and so forth.
Oh. Adrian, what are you getting from that?
Well, I'm getting that in order to go forward with what you do, like I feel like you're not the type of person that stays stationary, like you make to move around. So I'm kind of getting that you're going to be working in different locations, different areas. And that you're not going to be around like the same location all the time. Like you're just going to keep moving and you're going to meet a lot of, you're going to be working on a lot of different kinds of projects. That's what I'm getting.
And that sounds perfect to me. That's exactly what I want to do with my life.
Have you made very many contacts?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting that's where your art will take off. You know, the more contacts that you make, you know, even with the kind of work that you do, you know, there's some pretty important people that have to do, you know, with movies or anything like that. And my guides are telling me that you need to get the word out about your art.
Right. Well, and it actually is a movie script.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever been to Hollywood or to L.A.?
I haven't, but that's where the people that I possibly might start working next month, that's where they live.
Wow.
So, I mean, basically, like, I have this, I can start working next month or I can finish my degree, and I'm trying to make my mind up whether I want to do that or just take hold of my life and just go with what I've planned on doing and not finish my degree and maybe do that later.
And what kind of degree is it?
It's a sound design degree.
And so, are you almost completed with it, or...?
I have 2 years left, and I've been in for four. It's a six-year program.
Oh.
It's as long as the master's degree.
Yeah. And Adrian, what are you getting on the charts on, you know, his choices, you know? What would be more of a benefit for him?
Okay, so what would be the choices?
You know, finishing up your schooling?
Or starting to work next month. And basically, I mean, take a couple of years off and finish my degree,
yeah,
but start working and establish myself in that community.
Well, it's interesting because it keeps telling you to go to school.
I mean, if you're that close to getting a master's is going to do a lot for you.
Right.
The main thing is you want as much, you know, in your you know, resume and, you know, building up, you know, to where you want to go.
Right.
It's almost
it's
almost like a mechanic who there's some tools that are still missing, and it's not until you get them tools that now you're ready to take on any kind of job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
is this something that, you know, you have a desire to do, or is something telling you that you need to?
Well, basically, the reason I started going to school was to keep myself out of trouble until I got to the point where I needed to, like at this point, where I have the option of going to work.
Right.
So, I mean, because what I'm doing with all the artistic work doesn't really require a degree.
Right.
But, okay. I mean, and the reason I'm doing sound is because I DJ as well. So sound design's kind of right up my alley.
So what I'm getting is that you have spread yourself out into different fields and, you know,
yeah.
Whether, you know, you've, and the main thing is, what do you enjoy doing the most?
Traveling around, doing different things every day and not being stationary.
And would this job do that for you?
It would. I would be traveling a lot and meeting a lot of people.
And, Adrian, what's the percentage on the chart for that?
That's about 80%.
Wow. That sounds like that's your ticket.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I have been mulling over in my brain for the past few days.
Yeah. You know, as for the schooling, you could, you know, finish that up as you, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, you know, for some
people.
It'll take time. And you might even enjoy going to school somewhere else better, you know.
Right.
And get to meet, you know, meet new people and more contacts and, and then you could even let them know, you know, about your art.
Exactly.
The main thing is being open to all possibilities.
Right. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not. I am not, but I'm looking for one,